The Lady Cats basketball team lost their district opener at home to Longview Tuesday night 62-45. The Lady Cats got off to a great start and led at the half by 4 points. A very tough third quarter proved to be the Lady Cats' undoing. I talked about the game with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman on Wednesday morning.
The third quarter that was awful.
Yes. Well, was it probably Don Wallace? I think he quoted a 24-3 quarter, something like that. And that was bad. That really hurt us. And I didn't realize it without actually looking at stats and the film. But they helped me put the game into perspective, because the first half, I think we were leading by 4, maybe 30-26.
A halftime.
Had a great first half. We were raining threes, had 5 threes. Mm-hmm. Had some good post play, good defense. But when Deja Pruitt had to go out in the third quarter with fouls, and we brought in a substitute, it really hurt us, because that's when they started to press. Mm-hmm. And they were pressing, and I noticed that was a trend for them to press after the halftime. Mm-hmm. And that's when we had our most turnovers. And then the fourth quarter, it was 12-12, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So it was tough to come back from that, you know, brutal third quarter. But inconsistency is a part of being young right now and inexperienced, and we have to learn to play through that and not have those quarters happen. It was an exciting game. You know, you can't exclude the third quarter, but I saw a lot of improvement in what we do. And Longview is ranked, and I want to say top 5 or 8 at least, in our class. So we wasn't playing just any kind of slouch or anybody that's not, you know, very good. They have some experience. And we just got to go to practice this next 2 days, and we have practice Monday. We got to go and work on some things that we need to get better on, like block out, you know, ball handling, dribbling. We'll be doing those things all year. But, and what I say is, practice-wise, when we're coming off these last two tournaments, last Thursday and Friday of the last 2 weeks, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have number of games, and we haven't had much practice. So, you know, we just got to get back in here and work on some of the things. And we were doing a good job on what we wanted to do, but we tried to dribble against the press in the third quarter, and that's a no-no. Yep. You got to try to pass around the press. Now, if we have Desi's so used to it, and everybody's so used to seeing us, Desi can dribble through 2 people, 3 people, and go to the basket, and we just run with her. We don't have her services right now, so we got to learn to do it by committee, and the girls we have out there got to learn to pass the ball, dribble some, until they get in a position, you know, to make a pass. But you don't start out just trying to dribble through and weave through everybody. That's a big mistake.
Marshall, coming up on Friday, that'll be a road trip in a tough environment.
Yes, that will be too. We're getting a rough Christmas present already. But I feel like if we can control this one player they have over at Marshall and limit her scoring, because she did the majority of the scoring, probably 3/4 of the scoring, we can limit her and play more of our game and do some of the things we did on Tuesday, then I think we got a shot. I think the girls feel like we can beat them, and I do too. We'll just have to make a reality.
KSST Sports.